Here with your Market Line Commodity Report, I'm Tim Hammerich. Cattle doesn't seem to be moving much. Traders are watching the reopening closely to see if beef values will hold as processing capabilities catch up. Virginia McGathy has more.
Cattle was steady. Those opening futures drop really fought back. And I think that tells us that there might be a little more strength in the market than we've been seeing as of late. But the lower cash prices don't necessarily dictate where we're going to be this week. But that big bounce, I think, tells a lot. So as we watch the economies open, if the restaurants that open, even if it's just outdoor seating kind of thing, if we can get a little bit of an uptick in demand, could change the dynamics of certainly the beef complex.
Chicago July wheat futures closed up 2.5 cents to 504.5. Kansas City hard red winter wheat went the other way, down 2.5 to 445.5. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein up a nickel yesterday, ranging from $5.85 to $6. Club wheat of ordinary protein jumped 15 cents on the low end of that range, which is now $6 to $7.60. Live cattle futures were up 67.5 cents on the August board to $96. Feeder cattle for August up just 7.5 to $131.17.5. Class 3 milk yesterday rallied up 73 cents to $19.27. With your daily Market Line report, I'm Tim Hammerich.